Hello and welcome to Pro Yaku Live. I'm Michael Westbay, your host here at Pro Yaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. Today we've got the Oryx Blue Wave facing the Hiroshima Toyo Carp at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. The starting lineups will be released very soon. In the meantime, let's take a look at the records of these two teams. On the season, the Oryx Buffaloes are 26-29. With three ties for a winning percentage of 473. Hiroshima Toyo Carp are 22-29 with two ties for a winning percentage of 430. Oryx are currently in fourth place in the Pacific League, 13.5 games behind the league-leading Chibolote Marines. Hiroshima are tied for last with the Giants, only six games behind Central League leading Yakult Swallows. The Buffaloes are currently riding a two-game winning streak, having defeated the Hiroshima Carp two games in a row here in Hiroshima. And Hiroshima is riding a four-game losing streak, hoping to break that. With Davey on the mound this afternoon. This is Davey's third game of the season. One win, one loss. A ERA of 6.14 so far. Before we get started, I would like to thank Michael Ng, who has put together a wonderful packet for watching the games or tuning in as well. The packet consists of scorecards, both rosters with current statistics, and a game day preview, which has projected lineups, team records, and stats for team pitching and defense. I plan on using some of these as the game goes on. I would really like to thank Michael Ng for all the hard work he's put into gathering this and putting it all together in a beautiful format. You can download it from the audio archives at JapaneseBaseball.com. And this game is just ready to get underway. The time is 1:30 in the afternoon at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, and Davey's first pitch is taken on the inside corner to Muramatsu for called strike one. The next pitch is swung on and fouled in foul territory. Catcher goes over and makes the catch. Catcher Ishihara makes the catch just a few feet up the third base line. For out number one. That will bring up number two batting. Let's see. As you can see, I haven't gotten the official rosters. Number three. No, Muramatsu was number two. Number three batter is Hirano. I guess I wasn't nearly as prepared as I had hoped to be. Number two batter grounded out for out number two. No. Oh, that was Muramatsu. I guess that first that foul out was not a foul out. The ball must have hit the home plate and bounced up. So he, number two batter, Hidano, is up to bat. Two quick strikes on him, and Davey just misses outside for ball one. Hidano grounds the next pitch to the second baseman, who is up and throws to first for out number two. Two quick outs by Davey. And that will bring up Tani. Tani batting 222 on the year. Swinging at the first pitch and lines it just past the third base coach's ear for strike one. The second offering is grounded to second. Second baseman up with it, throws to first, and the Oryx Buffaloes are retired in order here in the first inning. So it's three up, three down for Hiroshima here in the first, or for Oryx here in the first. The Buffaloes are coming up next. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, here at ProYaki Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're in the going to the bottom of the first inning. Hiroshima Toyo Carp hosting the Oryx Buffaloes. Leading off for Hiroshima is Kimura. And the first pitch by Oryx starter Hagiwara is called strike one, just catching the outside corner. The Oryx Buffaloes went down in order, three straight groundouts to second base. And Kimura grounds the second pitch to second baseman, who throws to first for out number one. So we've had four consecutive groundouts to second base here in this game. Next up is Yamasaki. He takes the first pitch low and away for ball one. The next offering misses low and inside for ball two. Hagiwara behind the count. No strikes, two balls. Next pitch misses low, ball three. No strikes, three balls to count. Yamasaki is not likely to have the green light on 0-3. Which, interestingly enough, has been a topic on the Seibu mailing list. He takes the next pitch, not one he'd want to swing at anyway, for strike one. One strike, three balls, now the count. On the Saber mailing list, somebody had commented, next pitch called strike two, just catching the inside corner. Somebody had commented that Koo was surprised that a batter had swung and hit a home run against him on a no-strike, three-ball count. Koo having pitched for these Oryx Buffaloes, then Oryx Blue Wave. Next pitch is fouled off to the back screen. For these Oryx Blue Wave... last year. So that led to an ESPN commentator saying that nobody swings at no strikes, three balls in Japan. Next pitch is swung on and lifted to left center. Left fielder comes over, makes catch in middle left center for out number two. I don't know. I don't necessarily agree that you never swing at no strikes, three balls. There are a number of players who do. I certainly remember seeing it a number of times. And I don't think it's only foreign players that swing away. Next up is Morikasa for Hiroshima with two outs and nobody on. Here in the bottom of the first inning. Takes first pitch up high. The second offering also misses high and tight. Ball two. Hagiwara's strategy seems to be to get behind the batter and then throw strikes. Morikasa was 1-for-5 in yesterday's game. Next pitch misses high and away, ball three. No strikes, three balls to count. Morikasa looks up to the third base coach to see what's on. One thing that I notice a great deal about Pro Yaku is that there are a lot of full count pitches. I guess I never really noticed no three pitches nearly as much before. Next pitch catches the inside corner, strike one. But with the no swinging on three balls, no strikes issue, most major leaguers don't. It's just not something you'd generally do. You've got the advantage. Next pitch is swung on and hit into the right field corner. Morikasa rounds first, starts heading for second, but the right fielder Brambo is up with the ball, and Morikasa, going halfway to second, turns around and comes back to first with the two-out single. That brings up Akagojira Shima. Shima is a bit hot of late. He swings at the first pitch and fouls this ball up toward the third base dugout. Catcher gives chase, but that ball goes into the stands. Foul ball. Shima went 3-for-5 in yesterday's game. comes into this one batting .271 with 7 home runs. Shima led the Central League in batting last year. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off, back and out of play. Two strikes, no balls to count. Carp hoping to end their four-game losing streak here today. We're in the bottom of the first inning. There's no score. Carp have a runner at first. Two down. Next pitch misses outside for ball one. Two strikes, one ball to count. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off at the plate, goes back to the backstop. Hagiwara on the mound for Oryx. Comes set. The two-strike, one-ball pitch misses inside, backing Shima back away from the plate a little bit to avoid that one. Oryx have won 4, lost 1 against Hiroshima so far this season. The runner going on the next pitch. Shima takes up high. The throw to second is way in time. And the touch is also in time. Morikasa is out trying to steal. Failed stolen base for Morikasa. And Shima will have to bat again next inning. So, we have 3-up, 3-down in the end for Hiroshima. And at the end of one complete, there is no score. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the second inning. Brembo, batting .275 with 11 home runs and 35 RBIs, leads off, taking the first pitch but from Davey inside for ball one. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. Thank you. And the third pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman has it. Throws to first for out number one. That will bring up Goto. Goto batting 347, 4 home runs, 24 RBIs on the season. Takes first pitch low and away. Ball one. Next pitch called strike one on the outside part of the plate. And the third offering just misses low on the outside corner. Ball two. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. And the next pitch swung on, grounded to second base. Kimura has it, throws to first, and we have two quick outs. That's the fourth ground out to second base for Oryx. That will bring up Kitagawa. Kitagawa batting 235, 10 home runs, 37 RBIs on the season. He takes first pitch outside for ball one. And the next pitch misses inside, ball two. The third offering from Davey is in the dirt, ball three. No strikes, three balls the count to Kitagawa. Next pitch misses low and away, ball four. Kitagawa draws a two out base on balls to become Oryx's first base runner of the game. That will bring up a shortstop. Abe. Abe. First pitch misses high and tight for ball one. Davey set. The next pitch called strike one. At the knees. That evens the count at 1-1. Abe Masahiro. Next pitch. Just misses. Ball two. Not sure if it was outside or low. It was giddy-giddy either way. The fourth offering swung on late and missed. The throw to second, and with the shortstop covering, he makes the catch, touches him, and runs past the sliding Kitagawa. The umpire says he's out, caught stealing. So that's two caught stealings in a row to end a rally, two-out rally. And at the end of one and a half, we have no score. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. Shima, who was stranded at the plate when Morikasa was caught stealing in the bottom of the first inning, leads off for Hiroshima here in the bottom of the second. And he swings and misses the first pitch. Strike one. Pitch was down low. Hagiwara having him fooled on that one. Forkball one bounder. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. First inning went fairly slowly, but Hagiwara seems to have picked up the pace here. And the third offering misses outside for ball one. There are very few pitchers here in Japan who will throw three straight strikes. And that kind of drives me crazy. Next pitch up high, but swung on and missed by Shima. Strikeout. That's the first out of the bottom of the second. And that'll bring up Maeda. Maeda stands in. The first pitch misses down low for ball one. Maeda went 2-for-4 in yesterday's game, batting .353 with 13 home runs and 37 RBIs on the season. Takes the next pitch low for ball two. Hagiwara again throwing balls to get behind the count of the batters. He's been fortunate so far, giving up just one hit in the first inning. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side, past the Bay Stars dugout. Maeda is currently ranked first in the Central League in batting, with that .353 batting average. Next pitch, swung on and lifted high to left field. Left fielder goes over and in front of the warning track makes the catch for out number two. That will bring up number six batting, Arai. Adai is batting .279 with 11 home runs and 30 RBIs on the season. The first pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. To the Carp third baseman. Hagiwara, despite nobody being on, is pitching from the stretch. Next pitch outside, but swung on and missed, strike two. Arai was 0-for-3 in yesterday's game against Oryx here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. Third offering, swung on and missed, strike three. The ball was low and away, but it swung on and missed for Sankyu Shobu. And that retires the Carp in order here in the second inning. After two complete, we've seen 12 batters and 12 outs. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, here on Pro Yaki Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. We'll see the bottom third of the order for Oryx here. And Davey misses to Abe Masahiro for the first two pitches for two quick balls. The third pitch also misses outside. No balls, no strikes, three balls, the count to Abe. Abe was stranded at home plate at the end of the second inning when Kitagawa was thrown out trying to steal. Next pitch called strike one on the outside corner. And the next pitch called strike two with Abe hoping that that was ball four at the knees. So the full pitch count to Abe is swung on and grounded off to the left side toward the Oryx dugout on third base line. So we'll do it again. The Shobu pitch swung on and hit to right field. This ball is slicing foul into the stands. Davey into the windup. Shobu pitch again. Swung on, hit to the right side. Second baseman Kimura has it. Throws to first. Out number one. That's the fifth ground out to Kimura at second base for Oryx. That'll bring up catcher Suzuki. Davey into the windup. The first pitch to Suzuki is fouled off and out of play to the right side. Suzuki is batting 0-45, 2-for-44 on the season. No home runs, no RBIs. Next pitch grounded to up the middle. Kimura backhands the ball going towards second, throws to first for out number two. Kimura getting a good workout today at second base. That's the sixth ground out to Kimura. All three batters in the first, second batter in the second, and the first two batters here in the third inning have grounded out to Kimura Takuya at second base. Next up is Hagiwara. He doesn't really look like he's going to swing and takes the first pitch, strike one, on the outside part of the plate. Next pitch he also takes, but he looked a little more serious about being in a batter's box. Hagiwara in the Pacific League, not getting many at-bats. In fact, this is his first official at-bat this season. Probably for his career. I need to look that up sometime. Then he takes ball one, and the next pitch he swings on and misses. Strike three. That retires the side in order. After three at-bats, Oryx Buffaloes have sent nine batters to the plate and have no score.
Oh,
Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westby, your host of Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Like the Oryx Buffaloes, in the top of the third, the Hiroshima Toyo Carp will be sending the bottom third of the order up to the plate. Nomura, Ishihara, and Davey. For Oryx, Hagiwara is the starting pitcher. And the first pitch to Nomura misses low for ball one. Nomura is batting .269 on the year, two home runs and 13 RBIs. Next pitch misses outside for ball two. Again, Hagiwara digging a hole for himself. Not that it's hurt him so far this game. The next pitch, called strike one. A number of Hiroshima fans have posters for 2,000 hits for Nomura. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. The ball being inside. We're in the bottom of the third inning, scoreless game here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo between the Oryx Buffaloes and Hiroshima Toyo Carp. The 2-2 pitch inside, but swung on a miss, strike three. That's the third strikeout of the afternoon by Hagiwara. Hagiwara having trouble getting strikes over, but still striking out three and only walking one so far. No, I'm sorry, he hasn't walked anybody. Oh, yes, he walked Morikasa. First pitch to Ishihara, misses for ball one. And the second offering, called strike one, looked a little below the knees. Ishihara is batting 167, 2 for 12 on the season. No home runs and one RBI. Next pitch, swung on and lined up the middle. Hagiwara sticks his glove out, but it goes right past it and into center field for a base hit. That's the second hit for Hiroshima so far. Yeah, Morikasa did get a hit. He wasn't walked. Okay, that'll bring up pitcher Davey. Central League pitchers having a little few more at-bats than Pacific League pitchers on the norm. But Davey is 0 for 3 on the year so far. The throw over to first, and Ishihara's back head first. The first pitch to Davey, bunted right back to the pitcher. The throw to second is in time for one. The relay to first is in time. 1-4-3 double play. 1-6-3 double play? And the Carp are retired on three batters yet again. So Hiroshima's managed to get two base runners on so far, but have not even a stranded runner to show for it. At the end of three complete, we have no score. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Muramatsu, top of the order for Oryx, leads this inning off, and he swings at the first pitch, grounding it to Yamasaki at short, who throws to first for out number one. One pitch, one out here in the top of the fourth inning. The Oryx Buffaloes have yet to get a ball out of the infield this game. Next up is Hirano, who grounded out to second base, his first at bat, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike one. The second offering misses outside, ball one. One and one the count. Davey into the windup, and the pitch swung on and grounded foul past the first base coach. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Hirano is ranked fourth in the Pacific League in batting so far this season. Next pitch grounded to first base. First baseman Nomura has it, takes the ball to the bag himself for out number two. That'll bring up Tani, batting 221 on the year. He grounded out his first at bat, also to second base, as everybody did in the first inning. He takes first pitch low and away, ball one. The second offering is swung on and grounded to short. Kawasaki has it, throws to first, or Yamasaki has it, throws first, and the side is retired in order yet again. That's four consecutive times that the Buffaloes have gone out with three batters. At the end of three and a half, we have no score. In other games going on throughout the interleague play, the Cebu Lions lead the Yokohama Bay Stars 1-0 after three complete at Cebu Invoice Dome. And we have a change of pitchers here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. Kevin comes in to pitch for the Oryx Buffaloes here in the fourth inning. Not exactly sure what's wrong with Hagiwara. He's been pitching effectively. He didn't walk anybody despite getting behind the count, no strikes, three balls a couple of times. This is Kevin's 10th outing. He's 1 win, 7 losses, 4.94 ERA. The Yakult Swallows lead the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles going to the bottom of the third inning at Jingu Stadium. The first pitch by Kevin to the top of the order, Kimura Takiya, is called strike one on the outside corner. Second offering, swung on, fouled off. Two quick strikes to Kimura. Chunichi and Nippon Ham, the game's just getting underway at Nagoya Dome. No score yet there. Next pitch, taken for ball one up high. Two strikes, one ball the count. The fourth offering swung on and grounded to the first base coach, who fields the ball with his bare hands and tosses the ball out. Lotte has failed to score against Hanshin in the top of the first inning at Koshien. Next pitch is fouled off the umpire by Kimura. Count remains two strikes, one ball. The Giants and SoftBanks don't play until 5 o'clock this evening. Next pitch, fouled off and out of play. Count remains two strikes, one ball. As Kimura fouls off four in a row now. The next pitch misses outside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Next offering, swung on and grounded to third base. Third baseman Goto is up with it, throws to first for out number one. That brings up number two batting, Yamasaki. Yamasaki flew out to left field. Well, left center, his first at bat. He's only 2 for 18 on the year, batting 111. The first pitch is swung on and looped toward right field, and that ball just lands foul of the first baseline. That would have been a tough blooper for right fielder Brambo to have played. Yamazaki would easily have had two bases on that one had it been just a few centimeters to the left. Nonetheless, can't call the game for what it would have been. And the next pitch is taken for a called strike two. Two strikes, no balls to count. Kevin into the windup, and the next pitch taken. First base umpire says yes, he checked his swing. Yamasaki looked like he wanted to go for that one. The fourth offering swung on and growled just foul of third base. Third baseman Goto not playing that cleanly. Not that it matters. Yamasaki takes his time, coming back into the batter's box this time. Choked up on the bat about 5 centimeters. Next pitch taken up high, ball two. Two strikes, two balls, now the count. The 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded up the middle, but near where shortstop Abe is playing. Abe fields the ball, throws to first for out number two. That'll bring up Morikasa. Morikasa singled to right in the first inning. and was caught stealing to retire the side while Shima was at the plate. The first pitch misses outside for ball one. Kevin into the windup. Next pitch, swung on a miss. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Kevin has a new ball. Into the windup, and the pitch swung on and kind of and smacked on, handcuffed. Hit the ball toward the third base side, but the ball goes foul. So we'll do it again. Two strikes, one ball the count to Morikasa. Kevin not wasting too many pitches. The next offering misses outside. Just to prove me wrong, he wastes a pitch. That brings the count even to 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. This pitch also jammed Morikasa. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Next pitch swung on and hit a very short fly ball just to the left of the second base bag. Shortstop Abe started to go back, comes in and makes the catch for out number three. So the Carp are down in order. Each team has sent 12 batters to the plates, to the plate, and we have 12 outs each at the end of four complete. Score remains scoreless. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. A beautiful spring afternoon, blue sky with white puffy clouds in the air. It's a beautiful day for a ball game, and we go to the top of the fifth inning. We'll see numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters for Oryx, Brambo, Goto, and Kitagawa. Davey's first pitch to Brambo is fouled off and out of play to the right side. Strike one. 0-0 tie. Pitcher's duel here. The next pitch swung on and fouled off. First baseman gives chase, but this one, too, will go into the stands. Brambo has 3 home runs, 10 RBIs against Hiroshima. Really hitting the Carp hard here in interleague play. The third pitch is in the dirt, gets past Catcher Ishihara. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball to count. Next pitch just misses inside. Ball two. Brambo up. Next pitch, high and tight. Brambo ducks out of it, kind of swinging the bat a little bit, but first base umpire says no, he didn't swing. It was more of a defensive swing, if anything. Next pitch, called, strike three, down the middle. One out. That'll bring up Goto. Goto grounded out to second, his first at bat. Davey into the windup. Pitch, swung on and grounded to second base. Hey, Kimura fumbled this one a little bit. Picks it up, throws to first for out number two. That's the seventh ground out to Kimura this game. And that'll bring up Kitagawa. The first pitch misses way outside and low. Ball one. Kitagawa batting .235 on the season, 10 home runs, 37 RBIs. He drew a walk his first at bat. Takes the next pitch outside and low, ball two. No strike, two balls. And the third pitch misses inside, ball three. No strikes, three balls to count to Kitagawa. The next offering, called strike one on the outside corner. I think this was a gift from the umpire to Davey. Next pitch in the dirt and outside, and ball four. That's the second time Kitagawa has walked this game. The second base on balls given up by Davey. That will bring up number seven, batting Abe. Abe grounded out to second, his first at bat. Davey steps off, throws over to first. He's thrown 59 pitches so far, two strikeouts, two walks, no hits, no runs so far. The first offering to Abe misses up high, ball one. Kitagawa, threat to steal. He attempted to steal second when he reached on balls in the second inning, but was caught stealing, which retired the inning. Next pitch hits Abe in the helmet. Knocks his helmet off. No. Ooh, that ball was high and tight. Abe's helmet flew off as he ducked out of the way of that one. But no, the ball did not hit his helmet. Ooh, that was a little scary of a pitch. No strikes, two balls, now the count to Abe. D Davey pitching from the stretch. The next offering is swung on and grounded through the left side and into left field. Oryx has their first base hit of the game. That sends Kitagawa to second base on the base hit. After a knockdown pitch, Abe comes through with a base hit through the left side of the infield and into left field for Oryx's first base hit of the game. Oryx now have runners at first and second, two down. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, or top of the fifth inning. First pitch misses outside and away, ball one. Suzuki, now the batter. The second offering, called strike one on the outside corner. Kitagawa 2 for 45 and 0-44, or Suzuki rather, 0-44 batting average. A defensive catcher, not an offensive catcher. Next pitch, Suzuki checks his swing. Ball two. The pitch being outside and low. Davey set. The next pitch misses low, ball three. One strike, three balls. Now the count to Suzuki. The pitcher's spot is next. But I don't expect Ogie to send Kevin up. Next pitch misses low and away, ball four. Davey's second base on balls this inning, third of the game. And that loads the bases. And it does look like Kevin will bat for himself. Left-handed batter. Kevin is 0 for 2 on the season here in interleague play. First pitch misses low and inside, ball one. Davey into the windup. Next pitch misses low and inside, ball two. Davey having control problems here in the fifth inning. He's walked two, given up a base hit, the first base hit of the game for Oryx. He's facing the opposing pitcher with bases loaded. And the third pitch called strike one. This one catching the outside part of the plate at the knees. Ogie Kantoku smiling in the dugout. With those dark sunglasses, it's hard to know what he's thinking behind that smile. Next pitch down the middle called strike two. Now Davey's coming in there with strikes. Two and two the count to Kevin with the bases loaded. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Kevin getting around just a little late on that one. Ogie Kantoku trying to work some of his Ogie magic. Next pitch misses high, ball three. Count goes full to the opposing pitcher with bases loaded. I don't think that's what Davey had in mind. Davey comes set. The next pitch misses outside, ball four. Oshidashi! The Oryx Buffaloes get a run on one hit, three walks this inning. After throwing a no-hit baseball through 4 2/3 innings, Davey has kind of come apart here in the fifth. Pitching coach goes out to have a talk with Davey. Ania, pitching coach, gives him a few words. Davey says yes. Yamamoto Kantoku looks very worried in the Hiroshima dugout. So, with bases loaded, one run in. We'll be back up to the top of the order in Muramatsu. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lining this one to the gap in left center. The ball goes in. One bound, two bound. It rolls to the wall. One run is in. Two runs are in. And the third run... Oh, no, the second run... No, yes, the third run... crosses the plate before the ball can come in. And the Hiroshima Carp are up 4-0 on a double to left center by Muramatsu. So, Oryx take a 4-0 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. And next batter, Hirano, is swinging at the first pitch, and he lines the ball right to shortstop Yamasaki for the final out of the inning. But not before a... walk to the opposing pitcher drives in one run, and Muramatsu lines a three-run double to left center to put Oryx up 4-0 here after 4.5. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Oryx Buffaloes, after being no-hit through four innings, come up with two hits, and with the help of three walks, score four runs in the top of the fifth inning. We're going to the bottom of the fifth. We'll see the heart of the Hiroshima order, Shima, Maeda, and Arai. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters. Yokohama has tied Cebu 1-1 at the end of the 4. That's the score at Cebu Envoys Dome. Shima leads this one off. First pitch by Kevin is fouled off and out of play back behind the backstop. Strike 1. The next offering to Shima, swung on and lifted to foul territory on the right-hand side. First baseman and catcher both give chase, but the ball bounces in, I believe, into the first base dugout. Strike 2. Shima is batting 318, 7 for 22 over the last three games. No home runs and two RBIs during that stretch. Next pitch misses high and outside, ball 1. The third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side this time. Shima digs in the left-handed batter's box. Next pitch, swung on and drilled to right field. That ball is one bound to the wall, fielded off the left field fence, and thrown back while Shima is rounded third. He's halfway to second and changes his mind. As the ball comes into second, he dashes back to first base to hold with a single. That's the third hit so far for the Carp. Hiroshima hoping to get something going here in the bottom of the fifth inning, now that Oryx has shown them the way. That will bring up Maeda. Maeda flew out to left his first at bat. Takes first pitch on the outside corner, called strike 1. I think Maeda thought that one might have been a little high. Yakult continues to be ducked in 1-0 at Jingakujo after 4 complete. Next pitch is one bounder, gets away from the catcher. He throws to second and Shima is called out. He can't believe it. The ball got away from the catcher. He had to chase the ball down while Shima was taking off to second base, but he managed to get a hold of the ball up the third base line, and Shima is called out at second base. The replay looks like it might have been a good call. So Shima is cut down trying to go to second on the, a pass ball? Catcher blocked it well. Next pitch is lifted up back behind home plate. Suzuki goes back. At the last minute, lunges and makes the catch for out number 2. So, everything is going wrong for Hiroshima all of a sudden. A caught stealing, a foul out, and we have 2 quick outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Arai comes up to the plate. Arai struck out his first at bat, and he's hit in the elbow! Arai with the elbow guard on turns and says, "Yeah, that's okay," to the pitcher. He says he's all right. So, with two out now, a hit batsman puts a runner at first base. And that'll bring up number seven batting, Nomura. Nomura also struck out his first at bat. And he's swinging at the first pitch and lines it foul up the first base side. Nomura looking to be the third Hiroshima Carp to reach that magic 2,000 hit mark. He's got 13 to go to enter the Mei Kyūkai. The next pitch called strike two on the outside corner. Nomura is riding a six-game hitting streak. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Two strikes, no balls to count to Nomura. Kevin set, and the pitch misses outside. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Shinjo hit a three-run home run against Chunichi in the top of the first inning at Nagoya Dome. They lead that one 3-0 after two complete. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Nomura goes down swinging again. And that's the final out of the inning for Hiroshima. They come up scoreless here in the bottom of the fifth inning. After five complete, the Oryx Buffaloes lead the Hiroshima Toyo Carp by a score of 4-0. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The score is currently the Oryx Buffaloes 4, Hiroshima Toyo Carp nothing. We're going to the top of the sixth inning. A beautiful day here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. Blue sky, few puffy clouds. The Oryx have scored all four of their runs in the top of the fifth inning. Until then, Davey had a no-hitter going against the Buffaloes. In fact, he went two outs in the fifth inning with a no-hitter going. Then he walked Kitagawa, gave up a base hit to Abe, walked Suzuki to load the bases, and Ogie showed his Ogie magic by sending pitcher Kevin up to the plate. Kevin took four balls to walk in the first Buffalo's run. After that, Muramatsu came up and drove in all three base runners with a double to left center, giving Oryx a big 4-0 lead here in this game. Elsewhere, Lotte has scored a run in the top of the third inning and lead the Hanshin Tigers 1-0 at Koshien. As just mentioned, Nippon Ham leads Chunichi 3-0 thanks to Shinjo's 11th home run, a 3-run homer in the first. Nakuten trails the Yakult Swallows 1-0 at Jingu Kyujo. And it's a 1-1 tie at Cebu Invoice Dome between the Yokohama Bay Stars and Cebu Lions. Current interleague standings have Lotte on top with a 17-9 record. Yakult right behind him, 16-9. SoftBank is 15-10 with one tie in third place. These Oryx Buffaloes, surprisingly, are in fourth place in interleague ball. 13-10. Interleague doing something good for Oryx. Or maybe the team is just finally coming around after the merger, starting to play like a team. Hanshin is in 5th place, 14-11 with one tie. The Giants are in 6th, 12-10 with 4 ties. They're followed by Cebu, 13-12. Yokohama is in 8th with a .500 winning percentage against the Pacific League, 12-12. Chunichi is 10-16, finally starting to be able to defeat the Pacific League in a few games. Hiroshima is 9-16 with one tie. And Nippon Ham and Rakuten are tied for last, both 8-16, Nippon Ham having tied 2. And that's interleague play so far. In the standings, Lotte has a 4-game lead over SoftBank in the Pacific League. Next is Cebu, 13.5 games out. Oryx are also 13.5 games out with a slightly worse winning percentage. Nippon Ham is 15 games out, and Nakuten is way back there, 25.5 games out of first place. 15-42 so far. But Rakuten, they've been winning a bit recently. It took a long time for them to pass that 10th win barrier. But after they've done that, they've zoomed right up to 15 wins. In the Central League, the Yakult Swallows are in first place by just 0.004 percentage points over Chunichi, 28-23 compared to 30-25. Hanshin is a half game out of first, 29-25. Next up is Yokohama, one game under .500. They've had a hard time getting past that .500 mark. They've been at reach quite a few times over the past week or so. And every time they're one game under .500, they just can't seem to get that next win. The Giants and Hiroshima are both tied for fifth place, 22-29 records, both just 6 games out of first place. So they're certainly not out of this one yet. The grounds crew is finishing up the fifth inning ground crew work. Or after five innings, they do a serious cleaning up of the grounds. They take the last hose off the field just now. Still one ground crewman cleaning up behind the pitcher's mound. While the pitcher, I believe it's still Davey, warms up. Davey had self-destructed in the fifth inning, walking three, giving up just two hits. But the big one being Muramatsu's double to left center, driving in three. Yes, it is Davey still on the mound. And he'll be facing number three batter Tani to lead off this inning. And Tani is swinging at the first pitch, but fouls this one just foul of the third base bag. Tani batting 220 now. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball one. 1-1. Tani 0 for 2 so far this game. The third offering swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder comes over toward the line. Makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Brambaugh. Brambaugh has grounded to third and struck out so far this game. Number four batter for Oryx. The first pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Brambaugh batting 273 with 11 home runs so far this season. Next pitch bounced up the middle past the pitcher, but Kimura backing him up makes the play, throws to first, and we have two quick outs. Kimura getting a good workout today. That's what, his eighth play or so this game? He only hasn't made a play on a ball in the fourth inning. Otherwise, he's been a part of the defense every inning. That'll bring up Goto. Goto has grounded out to Kimura twice so far. And he takes the first pitch down low for ball one. The next pitch on the outside part of the plate. Good pitch. Called strike one. Davey into the windup, and the third offering swung on and grounded foul past the third base coach. Strike two. The next pitch to Goto is swung on and lifted to left center. Left fielder goes back. Maeda didn't have far to go. Makes the catch. And it's a quick three up, three down inning yet again for Oryx. In fact, other than the fifth inning, it's been nothing but three up, three down. So at the end of 5.5, the Oryx continue to lead this one 4-0. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Kevin, still on the mound for Oryx, the second pitcher of the day for the Buffaloes, will be facing Ishihara, Davey, and Kimura. And Kevin's first pitch to Ishihara is called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Second pitch, strike two, same place. Beautiful pitch. Ishihara batting 231 on the year. Has not been the regular backstop for Hiroshima. Next pitch misses way outside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off, and out of play to the right-hand side. Next pitch, swung on and also fouled off to the right side, out of play. Kuda has been the usual catcher for Hiroshima, but batting 147 has been quite a liability in the lineup. Next pitch misses inside. Ishihara backing out of the way of that one. That evens the count at 2-2. Next pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman comes in on two hops, makes the play. Throws to first in time. One away. And we'll have a pinch hitter for Davey. Higashide is pinch hitting, 3 for 32 on the season, and he takes called strike 1 on the inside part of the plate. Next pitch fouled off to the left hand side and out of play, strike 2. Next pitch misses up and away, ball one. Suzuki had to jump after that one to keep it from going to the backstop. And the 2-1 pitch swung on, fouled off his own leg. Trainer comes out. Higashide ignores him, so he turns around and heads back to the dugout. Higashide stands back in. And the next pitch fouled off the handle of the bat to the left side. Catcher can't get to that one in time. It's a foul ball. The next pitch swung on, fouled back to the backstop. Count remains 2 strikes, 1 ball to pinch hitter Higashide. And the 2-1 pitch. Ooh, just misses outside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the next pitch misses outside. This one outside. The count goes full. Two strikes, three balls to pinch hitter Higashide. The next pitch is swung on and lifted to right center. Right fielder running all out. And the ball bounces between the right fielder and center fielder for a base hit. So the Hiroshima Toyo Carp get a one-out base runner on. Pinch hitter Higashide. That'll bring up Kimura Takuya, the top of the order for Hiroshima. That's the fourth hit for Hiroshima this game. The second off of second pitcher Kevin. First pitch is low and inside to Kimura. Ball one. The second offering just catches the outside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. We have a runner at first base, one out here in the top of the sixth inning. The Oryx Buffaloes lead this one 4-0 over the Hiroshima Toyo Carp. The 1-1 pitch swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman is giving chase over to the stands, and that ball goes into the stands. It looked like Higashide was running on that pitch. A hit and run play, perhaps? Count now two strikes, one ball to Kimura Takuya. Kevin looking over to first a couple of times. The pitch fouled off to the right side, past the first base dugout. Count remains two strikes, one ball. Kimura ready. Kevin comes set, and the pitch swung on and hit to the left side. This one goes foul. A long foul ball. Kimura swinging a little late on that one. Kevin comes set again. Two strike, one ball pitch. Misses outside. 2-2. Kevin's been doing a good job at getting ahead of the batters. Yamasaki swinging the bat on deck. Kimura at the plate. Kimura also choked up a little bit. Next pitch inside. Taken with Ishihara on the run. No, Higashide on the run. And he slides in. Safe. Stolen base. So the count goes full to Kimura, while Higashide steals second. The first Carp to reach second base this game. The next pitch misses outside, ball four. That's Kevin's first base on balls. He did hit a batter earlier. And Asai is swinging a bat. It looks like we've got a pinch hitter for Yamasaki. Asai batting 300. No home runs, 8 RBIs on the year for Asai. We have runners at first and second. One out. Pinch hitter Asai takes the first pitch for a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. He's batting 400, 6 for 15 with runners in scoring position. Asai is. The next pitch misses low, ball one. The ball bounced away from Suzuki, but not far enough for Higashide to try for third. Shima, having been cut down at second on one that got a lot farther away from Suzuki. Next pitch fouled off of Suzuki. Over his mitt, into his mask. Knocks him over. But he appears to be okay. Two strikes, one ball. The pinch hitter Asai. The next pitch misses inside in the dirt. Suzuki does a good job blocking that one. That evens the count at 2-2. Runners at first and second, one out. Pinch hitter Asai at the plate. Kevin on the mound, sets, delivers, swings and fouls this ball off and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2-2. The Yakult Swallows have added a run in the fifth inning at Jingu Kyujo. Next pitch to Asai misses low in the dirt again. Full count. So Yakult leads Rakuten 2-0 after 5.5 innings there at Jingu. Nippon Ham has added 3 more runs. Seginol, his 11th home run of the year, a 3-run home run in the top of the third to take a 6-0 lead over Chunichi. Shinjo and Seginol, 3-run home runs each. Next pitch to Asai, fouled off and out of play to the left side. Otherwise, Lotte and Hanshin still, Lotte leading 1-0. At Koshien, and the BayStars and Cebu tied 1-1 after 5.5 at Cebu Invoice Dome. And Kevin does something funny. It looked like he was starting to pitch and then decided to turn to second and didn't throw. It looked like his momentum was starting to go home, but the umpire does not call it a balk. And the next pitch, both runners are going. The throw to second is not in time to get Kimura. Runners advance to third and second on a double steal. Shortstop late covering the bag, just barely keeps the ball going into center field. So Hiroshima down by four runs, very aggressive on the base paths this inning. Asahi on the pitch was called out on strikes, looking for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Morikasa, who takes the first pitch for a called strike one on the inside corner. That was a bit of a crazy play, stealing second and third with one out, but it paid off for Yamamoto Kantoku's Carp. Kevin comes set. Next pitch, called strike two on the outside corner. Two quick strikes on Morikasa. Morikasa singled in the first inning, then was caught stealing and popped out to the shortstop in the fourth inning. Next pitch, swung on and grounded through the left side into left field. One run in. The runner from second comes in across home plate in front of the throw. Two runs in. Morikasa comes through with a base hit to left to cut Oryx's lead in half. Oryx now leads this one 4-2. As the Carp finally get on the scoreboard. That'll bring up Shima. Morikasa has his second hit on the day. And it looks like he's going to come out for a pinch runner. We're only in the sixth inning. Pitching coach goes out to talk to Kevin. No, Morikasa's just going into the dugout to talk with Yamamoto Kantoku. Now Ogi Kantoku comes out of the third base dugout, has a talk with the umpire, and I think we're going to see a pitching change here. Kevin has pitched 1 2/3 innings. Sixty-nine pitches to 12 batters. Oh, I guess it's 2 1/3 innings. And coming in to pitch for Oryx is Kikuchihara, number 43. So let's take a short break while Kikuchihara starts warming up. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. Kikuchi Hara comes in to pitch for the Oryx Buffaloes here in the bottom of the sixth inning. We've got two down, a runner at first base, two runs in so far for Hiroshima this inning. Kikuchi Hara appearing for his 31st time. No wins, one loss, one save, and an 0.90 ERA. The first pitch to number four batter Shima misses inside, ball one. Morikasa at first base, his single driving in two runs. The first two runs for Hiroshima this game as they trail this one, 4-2. Kikuchi Hara looks in. Comes set. The next pitch misses outside and low, ball two. No strikes, two balls, the count to Shima. Kuchihara's next offering just catches the outside corner. Called strike one. Kikuchi Hara comes set. And the pitch misses low and away, ball three. One strike, three balls, now the count to Shima. Going into this game, the Oryx Buffaloes have a 3.97 ERA compared to Hiroshima's 4.62. Kikuchi Hara being one of the most effective pitchers in the Oryx bullpen. Next pitch swung on and hit to straightaway center. Center fielder is coming in, makes the catch, and the side is retired. Kikuchi Hara comes in and puts out the fire here in the bottom of the sixth inning, but not before Morikasa drives in two runs with a base hit to left field. At the end of six complete, the Oryx Buffaloes lead this one by a score of 4-2. Welcome back to ProYaku Live. Here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, I'm Michael Waspe, your host, here on ProYaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. In the pitch for Hiroshima is Umetsu Tomohiro. He's throwing in his 24th game of the season. One win, no losses, 1.88 ERA so far on the season. He'll be facing Kitagawa, Abe, and Suzuki. Numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the order for Oryx. Umetsu's first pitch to Kitagawa is taken for a called strike one. It looked like Kitagawa was taking that pitch all the way, stepping out of it as stepping out of the batter's box as Umetsu threw the ball. Next pitch swung on and lifted to the right side. Second baseman Kimura calls first baseman Nomura off, makes the catch in shallow right, still on the infield dirt. One out. That'll bring up Abe Masahiro, Oryx shortstop. The first pitch is called strike one down the middle to Abe. The second offering is swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Changes for Hiroshima. Asai stays in the game at first base. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. Sankyu Shobu. All right, I like to see that. That's the second out of the inning. Strike out on three pitches. That'll bring up catcher Suzuki. Asai stays in the game at first base. First pitch to Suzuki is called strike one on the outside corner. Higashide, who pinch hit for the pitcher, also stays in the game. He goes to second base. Next pitch swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder makes a diving catch. In at center field now is Morikasa. He makes the catch, slides forward a little bit. The ball falls out of his glove, but the umpire says that he did have control of the ball, and it's out number three. So Oryx goes down in order yet again. Sixth time in seven innings. But the one time they didn't go down in order, they scored four runs and lead this one 4-2. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Okay, I think I've got all of Hiroshima's changes now. Defensively, for that last half inning, Kimura moved from second base to shortstop. Asai came in as a pinch hitter for Yamasaki and stayed in at first base. First baseman Nomura comes out of the game. Pitcher Umetsu coming in at his spot. Pinch hitter Higashide, who had pinch hit for the pitcher, stays in the game at second base. So we've now got Kimura at shortstop, Asai at first, Morikasa in center, Shima in right, Maeda in left, Adai at third base, Umetsu, the pitcher, Ishihara behind the plate, and Higashide at second base. Leading off this inning is going to be Maeda, batting 350 on the year, Central League's leading batter. The first pitch by Kikuchihara misses up high for ball one. The next offering misses high again, ball two. No strike, two balls to count. Third pitcher of the afternoon for Oryx, Kikuchihara on the mound. He came in and put out the fire in the sixth inning when Kevin gave up two runs, cutting Oryx's lead in half, 4-2. Next pitch called strike one on the outside corner. Kikuchihara nibbling at the side. None of the pitches so far really were swinging at by Maeda. The fourth offering, this one catches the outside part of the plate. Maeda should have swung at that one. That was a good pitch. That evens the count at 2-2. Kikuchihara comes set. And the 2-2 pitch. He misses low and away, ball three. Full count. Kikuchihara looks in for his sign, shakes one off, says yes. Shobu pitch, misses low. Third base umpire says yes. Maeda held up. Base on balls. That's first base on balls given up by Kikuchihara. And that'll bring up third baseman Arai. Ogi Kondoku moving around in the third base dugout, and he comes out. Gets the home plate umpire's attention. So it looks like we have a pitching change here. Arai the next batter. And we have a pitching change. Katsuki Ryota, number 17, will be coming in. Katsuki is 1-0 with a 0.00 ERA in 12 appearances so far this season. He's thrown 12 and two-thirds innings so far, giving up 8 hits, no home runs. He's walked one in that time while striking out 7, giving up no runs, none earned. Katsuki finishes up his warm-up pitches. He'll be facing number 6 batter, Arai, here in the bottom of the 7th inning. There's nobody out. Maeda at first base for Hiroshima, looking to get something going here. Down 4-2. The first pitch by Katsuki misses low, ball 1. Arai so far has struck out and been hit by a pitch. Next pitch swung on in line deep to left. Mokunashi Haita! Home run! We have a tie ball game! With one swing of the bat, Arai ties this ball game up. A line drive over the left field fence. No doubt about that one. It probably would have hit the wall at a couple of dome stadiums here in Japan. But here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, that ball just drove right into the left field stands in no time at all. Sugoi. And that takes Davey off the hook for the loss in this one. Katsuki throws 2 pitches, and we have a tie ball game here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Next up is a pitcher spot. Umetsu coming in for Nomura, or in Nomura's place, when Hiroshima went in defensively for the top of the 7th inning. Still no word on who's coming in next. A couple of people have come out of the carp dugout. And we have a pinch hitter for Umetsu. Fukuchi. Number 44. The first pitch to Fukuchi catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Two runs in on Adai's big two-run home run to left, a line drive shot. Tying the game here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Next pitch misses high, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, Fukuchi squares around, bunts the ball up the third baseline, third baseman comes in, fields the ball, throws to first for out number one. Safety bunt fails. That's the first out of the inning. Next up is Ishihara, and he's swinging away, fouling the first pitch off to the left side, or to the right side, and out of play. Catcher Ishihara so far has singled and grounded out to second. Second pitch, called strike two at the knees. Two strikes, no balls the count. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball to count. Usual waste pitch on two strikes, no balls. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the third base side, just over the third base bag. The third baseman plays the ball behind the bag, throws to first for out number two. Two consecutive ground outs to third. And that'll bring up Higashide. Batting in the number nine spot, Higashide pinch hit for Davey in the sixth inning. Singling then. And starting a one out rally, which saw Hiroshima cut the Oryx 4-0 lead in half. First pitch to Higashide, misses low and in the dirt, inside, ball one. We have a tie ball game, 4-4 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two out, nobody on. Next pitch misses high, ball two. The third offering, called strike one. Up in the strike zone. Katsuki on the mound, Oryx fourth pitcher of the afternoon. Next pitch, strike two. Nice curveball right in there. That evens the count at 2-2 to Higashide. Next pitch, swung on and grounded right back to Katsuki. He makes the play. He fields the ground ball, throws to first, and the side is retired. But not before an eye hits a huge line drive, two-run home run to tie this ball game up. And at the end of seven complete, we now have a 2-2 tie. A 4-4 tie. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. In to pitch the eighth inning for Hiroshima is Satake Kinta. Satake is 0-0 in 28 appearances so far, a 5.75 ERA. The 28 appearances is the most in the Central League for any pitcher. He's given up 16 runs so far in 20 and one-third innings. 13 of those runs earned. Home runs, he's only given up two so far. Walked 11 while striking out 19 and giving up 27 hits. He'll be facing the bottom of the Oryx order to start off with. It's the pitcher spot, Katsuki. But Ogi will most likely send out a pinch hitter. He didn't earlier with Kevin, and Kevin drew a base on balls, which walked in the first run for Oryx back in the fifth inning. Yes. Shimoyama comes in to pinch hit for Katsuki. Shimoyama takes the first pitch for a called strike, and the next pitch taken for ball one. Next pitch, an excuse me foul ball off of the catcher's hand. The bat didn't hit the catcher's hand. The foul ball did. It looks like Ishihara is a little hurt there. He shakes it off. He'll be okay. It hit his finger on the back of his glove. The foul ball did. The two-strike, one-ball pitch is swung on and lifted deep to left. Going back to the fence is left fielder. He looks up. Haita! Home run! Just when Hiroshima ties this ball game, Shimoyama comes in and hits a game-taking home run, leadoff home run, in the top of the eighth inning. Satake getting hit by the first batter he faces. The announcers say that the wind took that one over the fence here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. Nonetheless, a runner's a run, and we're up to the top of the order in Muramatsu. Muramatsu takes the first pitch for ball one. Next pitch, Muramatsu ducks out of the way of that one. No strikes, two balls. Muramatsu has grounded out to second and grounded out to short, and then hit that big two-run double to left center, or three-run double to left center in the fifth inning, which put Oryx up 4-0. Next pitch is taken on the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. One strike, two balls to count. Next pitch, Muramatsu checks his swing but fouls this one off to the left side. Pitch jamming him. The 2-2 pitch misses just outside, full count. The full count offering swung on and fouled back. Two strikes, three balls remains the count. The Shobu pitch just misses inside, ball four. Satake still fails to get an out after two batters. Catcher Ishihata goes out and has a word with his pitcher. With the walk, that'll bring up Hirano. In other games, Hiroshima and Seibu remain tied after seven complete, 1-1 at Seibu Invoice Dome. Yakult scores again in the seventh inning, leading Rakuten 3-0 after seven complete. Throw over to first brings Muramatsu back standing up. Hirano has grounded to second, grounded out to first, and lined out to short. Another throw over to first brings Muramatsu back standing up. Nippon Ham continues to lead Chunichi at Nagoya Dome, 6-0, thanks to 2 3-run home runs, one by Shinjo in the first, one by Seginol in the third. Hirano squares and takes the next pitch, or the first pitch to him. Was it called strike one? The next pitch, squaring to bunt again, takes this one. This one high and inside, ball one. Yes, the first pitch was called strike one. Lotte continues to lead Hanshin 1-0. Another pitcher's duel going on. This one at Koshien Stadium. Actually, I can't really call this one a pitcher's duel anymore, can I? It was through five. Next pitch squares. Hidono squares, drags the ball up the first baseline, but foul. The Giants and SoftBank don't start for another hour at Tokyo Dome. This game now exactly an hour and a half into it. Satake throws over to first again, keeping Muramatsu close. Count two strikes, one ball to Hirano. The 2-1 pitch swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman gives chase, but this ball bounces in to the field bullpen area. The next pitch is swung on, a high one bounder to the pitcher. By the time the ball comes down, the pitcher has no play at second base. His only play is to first, and he just barely gets Hidano at first. So while not a sacrifice bunt, it has the same effect. Hidano moving Muramatsu over to second base. And with Tani coming up next, Ania pitching coach heads out to the mound. And we have a pitching change. So Hiroshima will be bringing out their third pitcher of the afternoon. No, their fourth pitcher of the afternoon. Satake just facing three batters, giving up the leadoff home run to pitch hitter Shimoyama. Into pitch is Nagakawa Katsuhiro. Nagagawa is 1-3 on the year, a 3.33 ERA. He, like Umetsu, has 23 appearances so far, both of them seeing their 24th appearance of the year. He's thrown 27 innings so far, giving up 11 runs, 10 of them earned, allowing no home runs, 30 hits, walking 13, and striking out 33. While he takes his warm-up pitches, let's have a quick review of the game. Up through two outs in the top of the fifth inning, Davey had a no-hitter going against the Oryx Buffaloes. Then he walked Kitagawa, gave up a single to Abe through the left side, walked Suzuki to load the bases, and Ogi Kantoku left pitcher Kevin in there to face Davey, and he drew a base on balls, driving in the first run of the ball game. Following that, Muramatsu hit a line drive double to the gap in left center, driving in three more runs to put Oryx up 4-0. Hiroshima tied the game with two runs in the fifth and a two-run home run by Arai in the seventh. Meanwhile, Nagakawa finishes up his warm-up pitches, and his first pitch to Tani is fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. Oryx took a 5-4 lead here in the eighth inning when pinch hitter Shimoyama hit a leadoff home run against Satake. Tani grounds the ball to second base. Second baseman no longer Kimura. It's Higashide now, who throws to first. And we have two outs. Runner moves to third on the ground out. That'll bring up Brambo. Number four batter for the Oryx Buffaloes. He's swinging at the first pitch, and he lines the ball to the right side, and first baseman Asai grabs the ball just over the line behind first base. A line drive out on the first pitch to Brambo. And the side is retired. But not before Shimoyama hits a leadoff home run to put Oryx back up on top in this one. 5-4. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. In the pitch for the Oryx Buffaloes is Yoshikawa Katsunari. Yoshikawa is 0-3 on the season with a 3.48 ERA. Thrown 22 and two-thirds innings pitched. Given up 9 runs, 8 of them earned. Given up no home runs so far. 22 hits. Has walked 7 and struck out 8. He'll be facing the top of the Hiroshima order here in the top, in the bottom of the 8th inning. Kimura Asai and Morikasa. Kimura Takya, batting 248, 1 home run, 5 RBIs. Leads off for Hiroshima. Yoshikawa, first pitch, called strike 1 on the inside corner to Kimura. The next pitch also catches the inside corner, called strike 2. Kimura moving back a little bit on each of these pitches. Right-hand pitcher, left-handed batter. Next pitch misses way outside, ball 1. Waste pitch. 2 strikes, 1 ball, now the count. Yoshikawa, next delivery, swung on and fouled off and out of play. Oryx leads this one 5-4. We're in the bottom of the 8th inning at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. A beautiful afternoon. Blue sky, light puffy clouds. Great day for a ball game. Next pitch. Low and inside, but swung on and fouled off. Third baseman giving chase to this one, but the ball goes into the stands. Kimura has grounded out to second, grounded out to third, and drawn a base on balls. Later to score in the 6th inning. Next pitch, inside, but swung on and miss. Kimura fails to hold up on the inside pitch. One away. That'll bring up Asai. Asai came in as a pinch hitter in the 6th inning and struck out looking. First pitch swung on and fouled off. One strike, no balls. The second offering misses low and away, ball 1. Asai the batter, one out here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Oryx leading 5-4. Next pitch by the 5th pitcher for Oryx of the afternoon, Yoshikawa misses low and away ball two. There's a strong wind blowing here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. From right to left, that wind being responsible for Shimayama's Gyakuten home run. Next pitch misses ball three. One strike, three balls now the count. The 1-3 pitch swung on and lined to right field. That ball, one bounces into the fence. Brambaugh plays the ball off the right field fence well, holding Yamasaki to first base, or holding Asai to first base. That'll bring up center fielder Morikasa. First pitch swung on and poked to the left side and through. Oh, no. That's a replay. Sorry. Getting a little excited on a replay here. Okay, first pitch to Morikasa here is taken for a called strike one. Up in the strike zone, good pitch. Morikasa swings and grounds the next pitch to the right side. Second baseman throws to second for one. The relay to first pulls the first baseman off the bag. And while the timing was still in plenty of time to have gotten Morikasa, the first baseman didn't return to the bag. So it's a fielder's choice. First baseman thought that he stayed on the bag long enough, but it didn't look so to me. Morikasa was not running all out to first base. Actually, it looked like he was in pain running to first base. And he's taken out for a pinch runner. Matsumoto comes in to pinch run for Morikasa at first base. That may explain why he wasn't running all out to first. The first pitch to Shima is drilled to center field. A base hit. So with two outs, Hiroshima puts runners at first and second. And they're trying to rally again. That's Shima's second base hit of the afternoon. And that brings up left fielder Maeda. Maeda led off the seventh inning with a base on balls and scored when Adai followed with a line drive home run to left, which tied the ball game up temporarily at 4-4. Oryx currently leading this one 5-4. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Runners at first and second with two down. Maeda 0-2. And a walk. First pitch to Maeda in the dirt. Bounces off the Suzuki's chest protector. He recovers the ball in time to hold the base runners. Good job by Suzuki there. Maeda stands in again. Runners at first and second. Two down. Bottom of the eighth inning. Hiroshima down by one. And the next pitch is called. Strike one. Maeda upset about the call. It catching the outside corner. Maeda leading in the batting race with a .353 batting average. Yokohama's Tamura catching up with him, also batting .353 now. Next pitch swung on and hit to straightaway center. Maeda throws his bat away, but that ball does not reach the stands as the center fielder and left fielder collide. And fairly straightaway center field, it's the center fielder who catches the ball for the final out of the inning. At the end of eight complete, the Oryx Blue Waves lead this one by a score of 5-4. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo on a beautiful spring afternoon. Oryx leads us 1-5-4 going to the top of the ninth inning. Nagakawa on the mound for Hiroshima, and his first pitch to leadoff batter Goto here in the ninth is called strike one. Goto, number five batter in the Oryx lineup. Next pitch, swung on, a miss. Strike two. Nagekawa's next offering, swung on and lined to right field, one bound in front of Shima. Base hit. (Clears throat) That'll bring up Kitagawa. Goto leading off with a base hit here in the top of the ninth inning. Kitagawa comes up next. Drew two base on balls and flew out to the second baseman. First pitch swinging. Hits the ball into the third base dugout. First strike one. Nagakawa comes set. And the second offering, called strike two on the outside part of the plate. Up in the strike zone. He's throwing strikes. Got two quick strikes to Goto, and on the third pitch, Goto lined that ball into right for a base hit. Next pitch misses up high, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Nagakawa comes set and throws over to first. Goto back in, standing up. Just a little before the throw. Nagakawa comes set again. And the batter backs out of the batter's box. Kitagawa couldn't wait any longer. As Nagakawa taking far too long on the mound. Kitagawa comes set again. No. Nagakawa comes set again. Kitagawa in the batter's box. The pitch misses inside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Nagakawa comes set again. And the 2-2 pitch. Reached for and fouled off back behind the plate. Count remains 2-2. I'd like to mention that I'm just about finished and ready to put up this month's Pro Yaku Shop contest. This month it will be to guess the MVPs of the All-Star game, All-Star series. Two All-Star games, two MVPs, two hats. You too could win. Nagakawa throws a one bounder to first base. Handled well by Asai. As Goto's back standing up. I've taken a lot of the criticism of the contest up until now to heart. With this month's contest. Next pitch, swung on and fouled back. Hits the umpire. Count remains 2-2. With this month's contest, you can vote as many as three times. If you're feeling lucky, you can vote all three times on the first day. But on the first day, today, you'll only be able to vote for people nominated for designated hitter. Tomorrow, it'll be a different nominated position. Next pitch swung on and poked to center field. Center fielder tries to barehand the ball, but it gets past him as the ball makes a bad hop. The ball goes all the way to the fence. Goto rounds third, comes home to score. Oryx leads 6-4. Kitagawa has a stand-up double. That'll bring up Abe. With a runner at second base, nobody out. Here in the top of the ninth inning, Oryx leading now 6-4. With the contest, if you pick all people who are not selected for the All-Star game, well, that's the breaks. That's the penalty for trying to make a lot of guesses early. First pitch to Abe is a high bounder to shortstop, who fields the ball, throws to first for the sure out, while Kitagawa moves over to third base. That's the first out of the inning. Runner now at third base, one run in so far. And next up is Suzuki, but Ogi Kantoku looks like he's ready to do something. He's sending in a pinch runner. Hayakawa is being sent in to pinch run for Kitagawa. Suzuki at the plate, 2-46, an .043 batting average. Obviously not getting too much playing time yet this year. The first pitch bunted up the first base side. They got the pinch runner in a rundown between third and home. The pitcher tosses home. Catcher Ishihara chases the runner all the way back to third base and touches him just before he gets back to third. So it's a 1-2 play on the fielder's choice. That was a very odd play. Let's see, Suzuki made it all the way to second base on the fielder's choice. So, we now have two down and runner at second base here in the top of the ninth inning. Shimoyama, who had come in as a pinch hitter and stayed in left field, swings and hits the first pitch over the third baseman's head into left field. With two out, Suzuki rounds third and comes home. As that ball just drops into Never Never Land in shallow left field. And that's the second run of the inning. Oryx taking a 7-4 lead now on the base hit. That's Shimoyama's second RBI. He homering his first at bat. The first pitch to Muramatsu is taken low in the dirt for ball one. With the contest, there may be some players that you want to vote for who are not on the official ballot. For those, you can write in your vote into the thread, and it's a first come, first serve. Overall, write-in votes and normal votes, you get three tries, three selections. Next ball fouled off to the left side, out of play. I hope that I'm able to balance strategy, earliness to cast your vote, and still give people the ability to wait and have a chance who participate late. Next pitch low. First base umpire says, or third base umpire says, Muramatsu did not swing. We're 3 hours and 6 minutes into this one. Top of the ninth inning. The game started at 1:30 Japan Standard Time. Next pitch swung on a miss. Strike two, evening the count at 2-2. Next offering, swung on and missed in the dirt. Catcher touches Muramatsu out. And that retires the side, but not before Oryx had two more on three base hits this inning. And at the end of 8.5, the Oryx Buffaloes lead the Hiroshima Toyo Carp by a score of 7-4. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimi and Kyujo on a gorgeous spring afternoon. Beautiful day for a ball game. The Oryx Buffaloes lead this one 7-4 over the Hiroshima Toyo Carp. 7 runs on 6 hits. 3 base on balls in the 5th inning really cost Davey. Leading off, Hiroshima's last chance here in the bottom of the 9th inning is Arai. Arai hit a 2-run home run which temporarily tied this ball game in the 7th inning. 4-4 at the time. He takes the first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. The next pitch misses outside, ball one. On the mound this inning, it appears we have a pitching change. Okubo now pitching for Oryx. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and a sharp one bounder to the shortstop. Shortstop drops the ball after blocking the ball. Picks it up, throws to first, one down. Good play by the shortstop. Now, pinch hitting for the pitcher here in the number 7 spot in the order will be La Roca. The first pitch to La Roca, he fails to check his swing. Strike one. Hiroshima, in the midst of a 4-game losing streak, trying to break out of this. They have their last chance, down by 3, losing 7-4 here in the bottom of the 9th inning. The second offering misses up high, ball one. 1-1 now the count to La Roca. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. 2 strikes, 1 ball now the count. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. First baseman giving chase, and the ball goes in and out of his glove as he approaches the fence. A tough play to make. As first baseman Mizuguchi in the number 1 spot, which was the pitcher spot. Another foul ball. There's been a bit of a shakedown on the Oryx order. Next pitch, LaRocca fails to hold up again. Strike three. That's the second out of the inning. Hiroshima down to the last out, and Ogata will pinch hit for Ishihara. In the field for Oryx right now is Muramatsu in left, Hirano at second, Mizuguchi is now in at first base, Brombo in left, Goto at third. Ogata swinging at the first pitch, grabs the ball to the left side. Third baseman has the ball, throws to first in time, and the ball game is over. So it's three up, three down yet again for the Carp in the ninth inning. They did a good job coming back in the sixth and seventh inning, but failed to keep a hold of it as the Oryx Buffaloes take this ball game by a score of 7-3. Let's go around and review the other games before signing off. Yokohama has come up with three runs in the top of the ninth inning at Seibu Invoice Dome against the Lions. Seibu batting there. Trailing 4-1 now. Yakult defeated the Rakuten Golden Eagles at Jingu. Rakuten had a valiant try to come back. Yamazaki hit a solo home run in the ninth inning for Rakuten, bringing them within one, but lost that one 2-3. At Nagoya Dome, the Chunichi Dragons have come back with seven runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Led by a three-run home run by Alex, his ninth home run of the season. So Chunichi now leads Nippon Ham 7-6 at Nagoya Dome. Going to the 10th inning, Hanshin managed to tie Lotte up in the 8th. That game, a 1-1 deadlock. Hanshin batting in the bottom of the 10th inning right now. It sounds like Hanshin Lotte card is one of the most exciting ones. A couple of fans have written in saying so to the site, especially regarding the first matchup on Friday night between these two clubs. And the only other game today will be SoftBank versus the Giants, which won't begin for another 11 minutes. So, here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, we had beautiful weather for a ball game. And despite the hometown losing 7-4, I'm sure they had plenty to cheer about and had an enjoyable time. So, until next week, I'm Michael Westbay for Pro Yaki Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com, signing off. Hope you tune in again.